Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. He is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me. They had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For those who love God, who are called in his plan, everything works out for good, and God himself chose them to bear the likeness of his Son, that he might be the first of many, many brothers. Who is able to condemn? Only Christ, who died for us, Christ who rose for us, Christ who prays for us. For those who love God, who are called in his plan, everything works out for good. In the face of all this, what is there left to say? For if God is for us, who can be against us? For those who love God, who are called in his plan, everything works out for good. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Neither trouble, nor pain, nor persecution. For those who love God, who are called in his plan, everything works out for good. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Not the past, the present, nor the future. Everything works out for good, and God himself chose them to bear the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many, many brothers. How great is your name, O Lord, for with glory and honor you have crowned your saints. You have set them over the works of your hands. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god, With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. How great is your name, O Lord! For with glory and honor you have crowned your saints. You have blessed, set them over the works of your hands. Blessed are the pure of heart, for we shall see God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord, he who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. You have shown your saints the path of life. You have filled them with joy in your presence, O Lord. Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have shown your saints the path of life. You have filled them with joy in your presence, O Lord. Look to the Lord and be enlightened, and never let your faces be ashamed. A reading from the Book of Revelation. The redeemed You redeemed us for God from every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. In the right hand of the one who sat on the throne, I, John, saw a scroll. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth was, or under the earth could be found to open the scroll or examine its contents. I wept bitterly because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right by his victory to open the scroll with the seven seals." Then between the throne and the four living creatures and the elders, I saw a lamb standing, a lamb that had been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These eyes are the seven spirits of God sent to all parts of the earth. The lamb came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Along with their harps, the elders were holding bowls of gold filled with aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. This is the new hymn they sang. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. As my vision continued, I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, thousands and tens of thousands. They all cried out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise." Then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and everything in the universe cry out aloud to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb, "Be praise and honor, glory and might, forever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped him. Responsory prayer. We thank you, we give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, who is to come, for you have begun your reign. And now the time has come to reward your servants and your saints. May your creation praise you, O Lord. May all your saints bless you. For you have begun your reign. From a sermon by St. Bernard, Abbot. Let us make haste to our brethren who are awaiting us. Why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, mean anything to the saints? What do they care about earthly honors when their heavenly Father honors them by fulfilling the faithful promise of the Son? What does our condemnation mean to them? The saints have no need of honor from us. Neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. Calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us above all else, a longing to enjoy their company, so desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed, to join the assembly of the patriarchs, the ranks of the prophets, the council of apostles, the great hosts of martyrs, the noble company of confessors, and the choir of virgins. In short, we long to be united in happiness with all the saints, but our dispositions change. The church of all the first followers of Christ awaits us, but we do nothing about it. The saints want us to be with them, and we are indifferent. The souls of the just await us, and we ignore them. Come, brothers, let us at length spur ourselves on. We must rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our mind on the things of heaven. Let us long for those who are longing for us. Hasten to those who are awaiting us, and ask those who look for our coming to intercede for us. We should not only want to be with the saints, we should also hope to possess their happiness. While we desire to be in their company, we must also earnestly seek to share in their glory. Do not imagine that there is anything harmful in such an ambition as this. There is no danger in setting our hearts on such glory. When we commemorate the saints, we are inflamed with another yearning, that Christ our life may also appear to us as he appeared to them, and that we may one day share in his glory. Until then, we see him not as he is, but as he became for our sake. He is our head, crowned not with glory, but with the thorns of our sins. As members of that head, crowned with thorns, we should be ashamed to live in luxury. His purple robes are a mockery rather than an honor. When Christ comes again, his death shall no longer be proclaimed, and we shall know that we also have died, and our life is hidden with him. The glorious head of the church will appear, and his glorified members will shine in splendor with him. When he forms this lowly body anew into such glory as belongs to him, its head. Therefore, we should aim at attaining this glory with a wholehearted and prudent desire, that we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness. We must above all seek the prayers of the saints. Thus, what is beyond our own powers to obtain will be granted through their intercession. Responsory prayer. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small, for the Lord God Almighty has begun his reign. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Let all the saints give him fitting praise, for the Lord God Almighty has begun his reign. We also combine with not morning prayer, but evening prayer, psalms and stuff. Blessed are the poor of heart. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be blessed upon the earth. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who suffer. Blessed are they who are persecuted, for they shall be the rulers of the world. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice and for the rights of all, for they shall eat the meal of the Lord. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are they whose hearts are clean, and blessed are they who keep his word, for they have inherited the land. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are they who labor for peace. Blessed are they who suffer in war, for they shall meet the Prince of Peace. Blessed are the poor. So here we are, praying again. And I honestly might not get through this. I'm really tired and it's way past my bedtime. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath. He will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. There is no way I'm going to get through this anymore, so I just need to go to bed, and we'll do the intercessions, and that's it. We don't have time for a bunch of evening prayers, because I'm honestly really, really tired. But I think we can do the Canticle of Mary and the intercessions and the final prayer. How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ. Clothed in white robes, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ. Clothed in white robes, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. God is the reward of all the saints. Let us joyfully call upon him. Lord, save your people. O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you built your church on the foundation of the apostles. Keep their teaching secure among your faithful people. You made the martyrs faithful witnesses even to the point of giving up their lives. Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your Son. You gave holy virgins the gift of imitating the virginity of Christ. May those consecrated to virginity be steadfast witnesses to the coming of your kingdom. Your saints now see you face to face. Keep alive in our hearts the hope of coming at last into your presence. Bring all those who have died into the company of heaven with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints. Give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your kingdom.